The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with the leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him and all the region along the Jordan. And they were baptized by him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now, the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who's more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with the unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Christ. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. What do we know about the fear of the Lord? Perhaps this is not the kind of fear we get when the sky thunders loudly and that makes us want to hide. Have you ever had those? Like the thunder loud and you want to hide away. That's not the kind of fear I want to talk about this morning. I mean the kind of fear we get when we fully respect another person enough to make sure we don't cross them. Our relationship with God should bring out such consciousness. Jesus said to us, when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. See, it pleases God that we cultivate a strong relationship with him. The Hebrew word yara or yira evokes the feeling of awe. It can mean intense respect or reverence or worship. The kind of fear that brings the best in us. Not the kind of fear that brings the worst in us, because that exists too. It is the fear of the Lord that refers to loving God so much that we want to please him and are fearful at the idea of in any way hurting the relationship we have with him. I want to highlight this fear of the Lord that makes us receptive to God's words of wisdom. It is what Isaiah prophesied of the Messiah, saying, "The Spirit of the Lord and the fear of the Lord shall rest upon him. He will be the champion of peace and also a descendant of King David." Now think about this. If the Messiah is credited with the fear of the Lord, what does that make of us who are Christ followers? As John the Baptist pointed out, this fear of the Lord that is on the Messiah will be to us peace and hope. So I'm hoping that today we begin a new journey with God, confess our sins and bear fruits worthy of repentance. You see, when we take our relationship with Jesus very seriously, we can enjoy the fruits of God's righteousness that are embedded in the fear of the Lord. Now, What was the problem of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Had their generation forgotten the God of our ancestors? You remember from the Old Testament how God walked with them, passed through an entire sea, protected them time and time again. And the question was, had they forgotten about that? Had the fear of the Lord disappeared from their lives? Had it? It's a question. And here, at least this was the charge, they thought they were already grandfathered into the God's family, that they didn't think they needed to change anything in their lives. In reality, they were distracted and they missed the presence of the Lord. Here is a man from the wilderness baptizing. Something is happening in the spiritual world. They missed it. But they were coming, maybe out of curiosity, I don't know. But John could see that something is afoot here. And John did not have good news for them. Just like us, they needed preparation. They needed recalibration. They needed rebooting in order that they would learn what it means to live in the fear of the Lord. John was beyond mad. As a no-nonsense guy, you know people like that in your life? A no-nonsense guy, they don't tolerate things. He tells things as they are. Coming for baptism, are you? You brood of snakes, who warned you of the wrath to come? Snakes? Yikes. Not a flattering picture for Israelites. And John continues, and I paraphrase, this is very serious business here. No play in God's presence. Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Stay on the good side of the fear of the Lord. On the wisdom side. We want you to stay there. You can't just come in halfway. We know that God's arms are open for you. So always open for you. But you just can't come 1 foot in here and 1 foot back there on those lifestyles that we know that are not good for God, and we are still holding on to them. So, and John is saying, don't you know that a tree without fruit gets cut down? Get a hint. I brought some visual here. This is a tree that has been cut. When I was much younger, I used to enjoy a fruit called guava. In the 15 years I've been in the U.S., I've never come across it. Maybe there must be some shops here that are exotic fruits. But we had one tree in the garden. We enjoyed it tremendously. Some are green and others are white. And they are all much, much sweeter. And we really loved them. I could not bear the idea of cutting down that tree. And maybe that's how God feels about us. He does not want anyone to get to that point where that tree gets to be cut, when God looks, and where is the fruit? I've been looking for fruits, and where are they? This tree, unfortunately, has to be cut down. That's not what God wants. But for farmers who are here, they know that they have to cut some trees. Okay, evidence? They have to, and then so they do, unfortunately, they do cut them. John's words are way too real for us even today. Be honest with your God about your struggles. Confess your sins to God regularly. And that's where we begin, folks, with Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. And the bad news for us is that sometimes we have chosen our own way instead of choosing God's way. And we became like Pharisees and Sadducees. We've trusted in our own capacity to lift ourselves up by our own bootstraps. We humans have often admitted publicly, think about this, that the answer to our earthly problems does not include God. Then, like the Israelites, I tell you, we need this ministry of John the Baptist to shock at us out of our mass folly, out of distractions, so that we can realize the dangers of life without God. Now, what if our generation has been way too complacent to realize the immediate dangers of godless tendencies? What if We've been like these Pharisees and Sadducees and do not recognize the God that has been over our country, peaceful. Look at how many years this country has been peaceful. Look, what if we have forgotten that? What if we have forgotten, like them, that God that was them in the desert was protecting them is the same God that is protecting them now? What if we've been too complacent? This is a sensitive care for our souls, and we need to take heed and listen. Pray with me to persevere in faith. When godlessness is much louder in your neighborhood or on your TV, don't play with its colors. Don't concern yourself with any of it. Look to the mercy and compassion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ask God and pray. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive our cities, our pastors, our priests, our bishops. Forgive our leaders. Raise us under your wings and strengthen us in our darkest hour of doubts and paralyzing fears and weaknesses and temptations. The temptation to judge others without examining our own lives first. Forgive us, Lord, and give us a healthy fear of the Lord to hold on to, we pray. In Jesus' name, our Savior. Amen.